Everybody, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing our journey in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and I believe we're now on the top of Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the order of the Tefillah, and the Mishnah says, Seder Brachot, the order of the Brachot in the Tefillah. We're talking about Tefillat Musaf, where there are the Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. So the Mishnah says, Seder Brachot, Omer Avot Ugvurot, Ukdushat Hashem, the first three Brachot we always say. וכולל מלכויות אימהן. And he includes the ברכה of מלכויות, or in other words, all the פסוקים of מלכויות, with the ברכה of קדושת השם, ואתה קדוש, והמלך הקדוש. Which sort of fits, המלך הקדוש is something to do with the kingship of השם. ואינו תוקע, but then he doesn't blow the shofar then. And then, קדושת היום, the ברכה of קדושת היום, which means, מקדש ישראל והזמנים, And then he blows the shofar v'tokea, zichronot v'tokea, says the brach of zichronot, or the psukim of zichronot, and blows the shofar, shofarot v'tokea, the last set of bracha and psukim, and then blowing the shofar. V'omer avodah v'hodah b'rikat kohanim, and then finishes with the last avodah v'hodah, with the last brachot of the tefillah, okay, retzeh, and modim, and then the birkas kohanim. That's according to the divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im eino. So this is not what we usually do because for us malchuyot is. So we'll see. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokea le malchuyot lamo mazkir. Wait a minute. If he does not blow the shofar over the set of malchuyot or the bracha of malchuyot, why does he mention the meror? Ela, rather, says Rabbi Akiva, it's not the right order. I say. That Omer Avot Ugvorot Ukdushat Hashem. He said the first three brachas as usual, of course with the ending of Amelech Kadosh, but that's something else. And then Vaz Vekolel Malchuyot in Kedushat Hayom. So the fourth bracha is Kedushat Hayom, plus including Mekadesh Tarev Hazamanim, but we include the Malchuyot. So I believe even in Ashkenazi it ends like Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael Biyom Hazikaron, which is in a shiluv like. Mixture of both. And then v'tokea, and then he blows the shofar of the malchuyot, zichronot v'tokea, shofarot v'tokea, and then v'omer avodah v'odah b'rikat kohanim, and finishes the tefillah. So that's the Mishnah. There's two opinions on how exactly do we set the brachot during the musaf. What's the place of malchuyot? Essentially, what's the place of malchuyot? Is malchuyot included in Kedushat Hashem, like says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or like Rabbi Akiva is included with Kedushat Hayom?
Is this during Chazarat Hashatz or during? Because people also do differently during
Sabbath. That's good in Sephardi. There's no difference, and I'm not an expert in Nusach Ashkenaz.
And even then, it's different Ashkenaz. Some blow. So in some don't.
You're talking about the blowing of the shofar.
Yeah, beseder.
But I'm talking about the brachot. Again, whenever you blow, when you blow the shofar, I believe in the Chazarat Hashatz, you definitely blow the shofar.
Yeah.
Nahon? Sephardim blow even during the Tefillat Amidah. So that's a different question, okay? But just in terms of where do you place the bracha of Malchuyot, right? So even when you would blow the shofar in the Chazarat Hashatz, let's say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the Malchuyot is with Kedushat Hashem and there's no shofar, and only on the Kedushat Hayom there is the shofar without the Malchuyot. Again, that's not what we do. We follow Rabbi Akiva. As far as I know. And the Gemara says now, Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is now analyzing. Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokea le malchuyot, lama hu mazkir. So Rabbi Akiva is challenging Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You say that, you know, that you say this, the all the bracha of malchuyot, but you don't blow the shofar after that. So if you don't blow the shofar, why do you mention malchuyot at all? Now the Gemara is challenging that. What kind of a question is this, Rabbi Akiva? Lama hu mazkir? Why does he mention it? Rachmana amar idka. The Torah said you should mention malchuyot. Now we'll see later on that the malchuyot is not really the Torah said; it's a rabbinic mitzvah, but it's supported by. We see that it's hinted in the psukim, so the Gemara refers to it as if the Torah says it. And also, Torah Sheval Pei is also Torah. Okay, according to some. Let's not talk about that. Omeret haGemara kach. Okay, so what are you asking Rabbi Akiva? Of course he should mean. Ela, the question of Rabbi Akiva says the Gemara, Ela, rather Rabbi Akiva meant something else. Lama eser, leima tesha, deoil veishtane ishtane. In other words, look, of course he has to mention it because the Torah says he should, but if you don't blow the shofar, meaning it's not like zichronot and shofarot, so it's already different from the zichronot and shofarot, so why do we say 10 psukim of malchuyot just like shofarot and zichronot? If it's already different, it's not the same because you don't blow the shofar, then maybe you can say less psukim. Maybe you can say just 9 psukim, or maybe even less. So there's a machloket whether tesha is dafka tesha or less, okay? So that's the question, and then Rabbi Akiva comes up with his opinion. Fine. So that was just an explanation of the question of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now the Gemara brings a braita, talking about the brachos in general of the tefillah. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin she'omrim avot. What's the source for birkat avot in tefillah? She'ne'emar havu la'Hashem b'nei elim. So in Mizmor Tehillim, we know, we say it in Kabbalat Shabbat, it says havu la'Hashem b'nei elim, and let's say praise Hashem or give Hashem b'nei elim. Elim in Hebrew is in fact El, what's a good example? The meaning of it is actually strength. So we're talking about the Avot, our forefathers, were called, also referred to as the Eitanim, because they were very strong, they were great people, great and strong, spiritually, giants. And therefore, when we say Bnei Elim, we refer to our forefathers, to our giants, right? Their forefathers were very, very strong. So that's a hint, that's a remez that we should be mentioning our forefathers. So minayin she'omrim gvurot, from when do you learn that we should say bracha of gvurot ata gibor, she'nemar avu la'Hashem kavod v'oz. So when we pray, we should also give Hashem kavod v'oz. Ma ze oz? Oz is gvura. How do you translate gvura to English?
Might.
Maybe might. Probably power, might. Yeah.
Strength.
Yeah, נכון, אבל גבורה is not necessarily, yeah, okay, בסדר. ומנין שאומרים קדושות, so what's the source for the ברכה of אתה קדוש, קדושות, שנאמר, הבו להשם כבוד שמו, השתחוו להשם בהדרת קודש. So once again, give Hashem a lot of כבוד to his name, and then bow to Hashem with הדרת, with the splendor of קדושה, of קודש. So we're talking about קודש, we're talking about the bracha of kedusha, so definitely we should mention that as well. Uminayin shomrim malchuyot zichronot veshofarot. What's the source for these three unique brachot, especially for the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, malchuyot zichronot and shofarot? Rabbi Elazar omer, dechtiv shabbaton. So the pasuk says shabbaton zichron teruah mikra kodesh. So that's the pasuk, shabbaton zichron teruah Mikra Kodesh, like four elements. I would maybe let's see if my count's correct. So he says, Shabbaton is Kedushat Hayom. The word Shabbaton in the Pasuk refers to Kedushat Hayom, which is one bracha. Zikaron or Zichron, Elu Zichronot refers to the Zichronot. Trua, Elu Shofarot refers to the bracha of Shofarot. Mikra Kodesh, Kadshehu Ba'asiyat Melacha. So the last element in the Pasuk, in the quote, is Mikra Kodesh, which means we should sanctify this day by preventing from doing any melacha. Okay? So these are the four elements. The birka of the bracha of Kedushat Hayom, the bracha of Zichronot, the bracha of Shofarot, and not doing any melacha. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva challenges. Mipnei ma lo neemar, why should we not say Shabbaton Shvot? Shebo patach hakatuv tchila. Your orders is quite strange. The Torah first says Shabbaton, and you decided to, and you say, oh, Shabbaton, meaning the bracha of Kedushat Hayom. The pashtus, the simple meaning of the word Shabbaton is that you should be shovet, you should refrain from doing any melacha, shvitah, like rest. So that's how I would explain it, says Rabbi Akiva. Right? Because the pasuk opened with this, and that's, by the way, that's the ikar of the day, not doing a melacha, that's a yom tov. Ela, says Rabbi Akiva, I have a different explanation. Slightly different, we'll see. Rather, Shabbaton kachu ba'asiyat melacha. The word Shabbaton, again, he's analyzing the same quote. The word Shabbaton refers to kdushat asiyat melacha, like a yom tov, no melacha. Zikaron elo zichronot, like Rabbi Eliezer. Trua elo shofarot, like Rabbi Eliezer. And then, Mikra Kodesh is Kedushat Hayom, which also sounds better. The word Mikra Kodesh refers to the bracha of Kedushat Hayom because you call this day a Yom Kadosh. Okay, so the machloket is not very significant. all agree that we're going to say these brachot and we're not going to do any melacha. However, missing in both of them, both of their explanations, is brach of malchuyot. Right, so once it's supposed to be that, the Gemara says, Minan shomrim malchuyot, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and then a couple of things, Sefer Vayikra there in the same parsha, and then the next pasuk or the two psukim later, it says, Ubachodesh Hashevi'i. Right, Bachodesh Hashevi'i, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah, Bechad Lachodesh. So the passage before that just says, Ani Hashem Elokechem, which expresses Hashem's kingship. He is our Lord. And that's where Malchut is written in the Pasuk. Not explicitly, but well enough. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarich, I don't need to go to that Pasuk. I have another source, even a better source for that. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarich, so you don't need your Pasuk. Hare Omer, behold, the Pasuk says, V'ayu Lachem Lezikaron Lifnei Elokechem. So the passage is V'ayu Lachem Lifnei Zikaron Lifnei Elokechem. Ani Hashem Elokechem. So the pasuk is repeating itself, right? Ve'ayu lachem lezikaron, so lifnei Elokechem, and then Ani Hashem Elokechem. So she'ein talmud lomar Ani Hashem Elokechem. The pasuk did not need to repeat the words Ani Hashem Elokechem. It just said lifnei Elokechem. Obviously, it's a kadosh baruch hu. Uma talmud lomar Ani Hashem Elokechem. Right? So why did the pasuk repeat it as well? Ze bana av. So it's actually it's to teach us something in general. Lechol makom shesabinyan av is when you teach us one thing here that would teach us that any similar case we would know that there's something else there as well. So zebana av lechol makom to any other place sheneemar bazichronot that zichronot are mentioned because again the last pasuk we just mentioned is vayu lachem lezikaron. We're talking about a zikaron and then you mention Hakadosh Baruch Hu, our melech, our king, and then it repeats itself. So again, the element of Malchut. To teach us, again, Malchut was mentioned twice to teach us that everywhere in the Torah that says Zikaron, it also means Malchuyot. Just in brackets, it's important to know that in biblical language, Zikaron is always connected to the king. In the Bible, the Mazkir, I mean, in Hebrew you say Mazkir or Mazkirah as a secretary, so people don't really respect that job so much. But the truth is, in the Bible, the Mazkir of the Melech was actually the minister of law. Ken HaMazkir, he was the one who set the agenda, right? And he would remind the king, oh, we should do something about this and about that. And he was a very important person. So the one who's actually remembering, remembering is almost as if judging the people. So it always has to do with the king. So it's not just a play on word, it's actually a very fundamental connection. So according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda say, we already have a connection. So wherever we have Zichronot, we know that there is the element of Malchut as well. And therefore, I don't need to look for another source for the bracha of Malchuyot. If I find a source for Zichronot, obviously there's also Malchuyot there. Ve'ichan omra le'kedushat hayom. Now the Gemara is asking a new discussion. When do we mention Kedushat hayom? When you mention the bracha of Kedushat hayom, Kedesh Yisrael v'yom HaZikaron. Tanya. Rabbi Omer, the Brita says, Rabbi Omer, ima malchuyot omra, so kedushat hayom, you should say with the malchuyot. I think like we do say today. Ma matzinu bechol makom barevit, afkan barevit. So the reason why you would say the kedushat hayom in the bracha of malchuyot is because we always mention kedushat hayom in the fourth bracha, whenever there is a holy day, after the first three brachot, avot, gvurot, and kedusha. The fourth bracha is always Kedushat Hayom. So too here with the Malchuyot, which is the fourth bracha. Aha, that's Rebbe. Rashbag says, no, that's not the way. Rabbi Rashbag omer yom hazichronot. So the zichronot, how many brachas do we have in Rosh Hashanah? Let's say 9, right? 3 in the beginning, 3 in the end, 3 in the middle. So Rashbag omer yom hazichronot omra, ma matzinu, and I'll tell you why. Bechol makom, just like every other place, you say the Kedushat Hayom in the middle. Bechol makom ba'emtza. Afkan ba'emtza. So in any Shabbos, you have 7 brachas, and we say it in the fourth bracha, which is in the middle. It's the fourth bracha, not because the number 4 is holy, but because it's in the middle. So to hear, it should be in the middle of the tefillah, which is the zichron of the fifth bracha, rather than the fourth bracha. Okay? Ukshekichu beidin et hashana be'usha. So now the Brass is telling us a story. When Beis Din did the Kiddush Hashana be'usha, and that was Rosh Hashanah, Yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka lifnei Rashbag. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Yarad lifnei Rashbag. This is an expression to say that the bima was lower back then. Today it's a bit higher, but back then it would be lower, and the Chazan would actually Yarad lifnei Teva. He would go down before the Teva, and Rashbag was the Rav in this Beit Knesset. And the Chazan Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Asak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay? Remember what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, we'll get to that. Lichora, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah that the Malchuyot should be in the bracha of Kedushat Hashem. Remember that? Kedushat Hashem with no shofar. Right? Third bracha with no shofar. Amar lo Rashbag, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, his response to the Chazan was, Lo hayu nohagin ken beyavne. He didn't shout at him. He just came to him after the tefillah and he says, yeah, that was not a minhag back in Yavne. Okay? In other words, it's not the right thing to do. Layam Hasheni Yarad, the other day, Yarad Rabbi Chanina ben Bno Shel Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So the other day, the second day, or the other day, we'll see, the Chazan was Rabbi Chanina ben Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. And he davened like Rabbi Akiva, and he did like Rabbi Akiva. Again, now we understand at this stage that it means he included the Malchuyot with Kedushat Hayom and blowing the shofar afterwards, right? Amar Rashbag, kach hayu nohagin beYavne. Oh, that was the minhag in Yavne, meaning that's an approval, that's the right thing to do. Now the Gemara is saying, wait a second. Lemeimra de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ke Rabbi Akiva svirale? You telling me, it looks like he holds like Rabbi Akiva, right? That's what it sounds like from the story. V'ha'amar Rabbi Akiva. But obviously it doesn't, because Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Malchuyot im Kedushat Hayom, Amar Lehu, right? When, according to Rabbi Akiva, where do we include the bracha of Malchuyot? With the fourth bracha of Kedushat Hayom. But according to Rashbag, we just said in the Brayta, Rashbag Omer, Kedushat Hayom, Im Hazichronot. According to Rashbag, the bracha of Kedushat Hayom is not with the Malchuyot, rather it's with the Zichronot, in the fifth bracha. So he obviously doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. So why did he say to Rabbi Chanina the Chazan in the second day, that was the minhag in Yavne? Amar lehu, efaze. Yeah. Rashbag Omer, Kedushat Hayom, Hazichronot, Amar lehu. Amar Rabbi Zeira, the Teretz, according to Rabbi Zeira, Lomar shetok'im lemalchuyot. He didn't mean, when he said that was the minhag in Yavne, he did not mean to agree with Rabbi Akiva saying Kedushat Hayom with Malchuyot. No. According to Rashbag, he said Kedushat Hayom with the Zichronot. But what he did agree with Rabbi Akiva about was that the fact that you blow the shofar over the Malchuyot. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when you said the Malchuyot with the Kedushat Hashem, there's no shofar after that. Okay, so the minhag in Yavne was that you blow the shofar after the Malchuyot as well. Again, like we do today, shofar is after the Malchuyot, Zichron Shofarot, shofar after each set. Okay, now the Gemara is analyzing one bit from that Braisa. Leyom Hasheni, they said the second day, or the other day, Yarad Rabbi Chanina, so the Chazan was Rabbi Chanina in the second day. The Gemara says, what does it mean the second day? Mai Sheni, Ilei Mayom Tov Sheni. Could that possibly mean the second Yom Tov of the same Rosh Hashanah? So if it was the Yom Tov Sheni, Lememra de Abrua Le Elul, so in other words, if you want to say it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, in other words, is this to teach us that they actually made Elul Me'ubal, like a 30-day Elul, which means that the Rosh Hashanah would end up being 2 days, because Elul has 30 days. V'ha'amar Rabbi Chanina bar Kahana mimot Ezra va'elach. That couldn't be, because Rabbi Chanina bar Kahana says that from the days of Ezra ha'sofer and onwards, lo matzinu elul mu'ubar. So ever since, the elul was forever at 29 days, and at least in the area of the Sanhedrin, they would only celebrate a 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in that time. So that couldn't possibly, and that was in that area, in that era, and it couldn't have been back then the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean the second day? Amar Rav Chisda, Mai Sheni, So in this story, when the Brisa says Sheni Leyom Sheni LeShana Haba, in other words, the other Rosh Hashanah, another Rosh Hashanah, same thing happened, different chazan, different order, and then he says, ah, that's the minag in Yavna. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein tuchatin me'asara malchuyot, me'asara zichronot, me'asara shofarot. So each set, malchuyot, zichronot, and shofarot, consists, among other things, of 10 psukim that mention the inyan of malchut, zichronot, shofarot. 10 psukim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, im amar shlosha, shlosha mikulam, או שלוש, שלוש, שלושה. אם אמר שלושה, שלושה מכולן, יצא. So, according to Tanakama, each set of מלכויות consists of 10 פסוקים. זיכרונות, 10 פסוקים. 10 פסוקים each. רבי יוחנן בן נורי, if he says 3-3, in all of them, he fulfilled the obligation, the mitzvah of מלכויות, זיכרונות ושופרות. Now the Gemara is asking, so first of all, the Gemara is saying, Hani asara malchuyot keneged mi. So the number 10, 10 psukim of each mal, 10 psukim of malchuyot. Why the number 10? To resemble what exactly? Amar Rabbi Levi keneged asara hilulim sheamar David b'sefer Tehilim. It's to parallel the 10 hilulim, 10 times David the Melech is saying the word hallelujah or hallelujah in Sefer Tehilim. The Gemara says, wait a minute, Sefer Tehillim, the word Hallelujah is a lot more than 10 times. Okay? The Gemara says, Hilulim Tuva Havu. There's many Hilulim, not just 10. Tuva is many. Hana, Omer the Gemara, the answer, Hanach Dechtiv Behu Hallelu Beteka Shofar. We're only counting the Hilulim that are in the last chapter, in the last Psalms of Hallelu Beteka Shofar. In other words, Hallelu Kel Bekocho. Okay, so that's that 10. Rabbi Yosef Omer, the 10 is to resemble something else. Rabbi Yosef Omer, כנגד עשרת הדיברות שנאמרו למשה בסיני. To resemble עשרת הדיברות, it's an important number. ורבי יוחנן אמר, כנגד עשרה מאמרות שבהם נברא העולם. The 10 speeches or sayings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said or spoke to create the world. Hey Ninu, which are the 10 ma'amarot that Hashem spoke to create the world, when He created the world? So, Vayomer de Bereshit. So every time in the parasha of creation of the world, it says, Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or, Yehi Rakia, V'chul, and so on. So every time it says Vayomer, that's one ma'amar, that's one thing that Hashem spoke and created through the speech. But that's only 9, there's only 9 times Vayomer. Vayomer de Bereshit, תשע הוו, תת הוו. אומרת הגמרא, בראשית נמי מאמרו. The first פסוק, בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Rough translation, I'm going to get into this sugya. So that is also a ma'amar. That's also Hashem said something. Wait a minute, but it doesn't say He said, it just said He created. The pasuk said, בדבר השם שמיים נעשו. So even the heaven, בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים, so these heavens were created בדבר השם, with Hashem's word. Okay, now let's move on to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you don't need 10 פסוקים for each. אם אמר שלוש, שלוש מכולן, יצא. And the Gemara is now asking a question. איבא עליהו, so they debated in the base of Midrash. Hey חיקטני, what did exactly Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mean? Did he, when he says shalosh shalosh for all of them, fulfill the mitzvah? Did he mean shalosh min haTorah, shalosh min haNeviim, veshalosh min haKetuvim, dehavu tesha? Did he, when he says 3 each, did he mean 3 psukim from the Torah, 3 psukim from the Navi, 3 psukim from the Ketuvim, the writings, which is a total of 9 psukim, which would mean that for Malchuyot we need 9 psukim, and for Zichronot 9, and for Shofarot 9. And then Ve'ika b'nai Yuchada, and the only difference between him and Tanakama is one pasuk, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says 9 psukim, and Tanakama says 10 psukim, the only difference is one pasuk. Or, Odilma, maybe what he meant is, Echad min haTorah. So, Odilma, the 3, meaning 3 for Malchuyos, 3 for Zichronot, and 3 for Shofarot. And if there's only 3 psukim for Malchuyot, meaning Echad min haTorah, Ve'echad min haNeviim, ואחד מן הכתובים. דהוויין לאו, שלוש, that would be the total of three psukim for each bracha. And then, and if that's the case, ve'ika b'nai u'tuva. Now the difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Tana Kama is a big difference, because if he says you only need three psukim for malchuyos, then it's like a seven psukim difference between that and the opinion of Tana Kama. So which one is it? Tashma. I'll try to resolve I'll prove from somewhere else. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ein pochatin me'asara malchuyot, me'asara zichronot, me'asara shavarot. You should not say less than 10 malchuyos, meaning again, 10 psukim for malchuyos, 10 for zichronot, 10 for shafarot, ve'im amar sheva mikulan yatsa. And if he said 7 from all of them or for all of them, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Keneged shiv'a rekiim. So the Tana Kama that we mentioned before, it's 10 keneged to resemble the 10 commandments or the 10 ma'amarim. So there's another opinion that says if you only mention 7, it's also correct to resemble the 7 levels of heaven. Okay? Don't know exactly what it means. I've never been there. But it's like 7 levels of heaven, and 7 is also a good number. It's a strong number. So if you said 7, you fulfill the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, ha-pochet lo yifchot mi-sheva. So the one who wants to reduce, to say less, no less than 7 psukim. Ve'im amar shalosh mikulan yatsa keneged Torah, Nevi'im, uktuvim. Okay? So he says, but end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if you want to say less, don't say less than 7. But if you did, then if you did, okay, b'diavad, maybe it will be okay. But if you did less than 3, but if you did mention 3 psukim at least for each, then you did fulfill the mitzvah. And why 3? What's so special about this number? Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uktuvim. So the 3 is also a strong number in Yahadut. So Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Uktuvim is a 3. It's a three-element, three-component, a whole. And then also, Ve'amrila, there's another reason. Keneged Kohanim, Levim, Ve'Israelim. That's also the three different groups in Am Yisrael. Okay. So obviously now, what is the answer? So we can see here that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri means 3 psukim for each. 3 psukim for Malchuyot, 3 psukim for Zichronot, 3 psukim for Shofarot. Because just like the 7 psukim, it's quite obvious that the 7 psukim are 7 psukim for the malchuyot. Not 7 psukim ma'atorah, 7 psukim ma'anavi, because otherwise it would be even more than 10. It would be like 21. That doesn't make sense. Okay? So it has to be less. 10 or 7 each or 3 each, which would mean 1 from the Torah, 1 from the Navi. Okay. And then the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Shmuel, Halacha, Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so it's a minimum of 3. If you did say 3, one from each section of the Bible, of the Tanakh, then you fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, how are we going? We should stop. Roll call. What do you say? You should probably stop. What do you say? I'm just saying it's a Mishnah. I'm saying, yeah. You. The Mishnah is one line. We're going to probably review it tomorrow anyway. It's like a one line. Tov, call it a day?
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Thank you.
The same. It takes slower than I imagined when I prepared.